بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين؟ ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون، فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون.
And they say, when is this promise to take place if you are speaking the truth? They are waiting for a single blast that will seize them while they are in their disputes. Then they will not be able to make a single request, and nor will they be able to return to their homes. Here, the disbelievers, when they are being told of the promise of Qiyamah and the reality of Qiyamah, which is one of the themes of Surah Yasin, the fundamental beliefs of a Muslim, and in many different ways Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah in the Quran and Majid. When these kuffar are being told about Qiyamah, then mockingly they say, when is this promise going to come if you are speaking the truth? So nobody knows when Qiyamah will take place. This word mata, when? The time Allah Ta'ala has kept it concealed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ Allah Ta'ala has exclusive knowledge of when Qiyamah is going to come. That is not an intelligent question to ask. Rather, a person should see, how can I prepare for Qiyamah? Like that Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَتَ السَّاعَةِ When is Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, مَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا What did you prepare for Qiyamah? So to prepare for Qiyamah, understand that Qiyamah is not an easy day. 50,000 years long, the sun will be above people's heads. People will be drowning in their perspiration. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ That a mother that is pregnant will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى And you will see people walking around like they are drunk, but they are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ Allah Ta'ala's punishment is very, very severe. So the terrors and the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, it is not a minor thing, it is not a small thing. So what preparation are you making for Qiyamah? To be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's arsh, to be enjoying from Allah Ta'ala's bounties, to be the favored ones on the day of Qiyamah, for Qiyamah to go easy for you, like two rakats of Salah, of Fajr, the two sunnats of Fajr, quick, 2-3 minutes, and you are through. Nobody likes to wait. Nobody likes difficulty. So what preparation did you make for Qiyamah? So the intelligent thing will be, what preparation did I make for Qiyamah? What preparation can I make for Qiyamah to protect myself? So anyway, the kuffar, mockingly, sarcastically, they were like sort of taunting and saying, when is this promise going to come if you are speaking the truth? So very, very foolish they were. In other places in the Quran and Majid, they asked for Allah Ta'ala's adab to come upon them. So how foolish they were. They are asking for Qiyamah to come without being prepared, without taking the precautions, without believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll get no chance after that. Once Qiyamah comes, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرَنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَانِحًا Now send us back, O Allah, we will do good deeds. No, that will not happen. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, they are waiting for that single blast. When that sur is blown, which comes in the next verse, we'll speak about it tomorrow, when the trumpet is blown, then at that moment in time, everybody will be seized, and everybody will die, Qiyamah will start while they are in their disputes, meaning Qiyamah will come all of a sudden. There will be no Muslim. When Qiyamah takes place, there will be no Muslim on the earth, because the hadith says, as long as there is someone to say, Allah, Allah, take the name of Allah Ta'ala, then the world will run. When there is no one to take Allah's name, then Qiyamah will come, but people will be running their lives. The hadith says that a person will be purchasing a cloth. He won't conclude the deal, Qiyamah will come. Some people will be doing their mundane daily activities. Just imagine like a normal day. Someone is going to work, someone is going to school, someone is eating, someone is coming home, someone is at home, someone is outside. فَلَا يَسْتَطْرِعُونَ تَوْصِيًا They will not be able to make a single bequest. No time will be given to them. There will be no forewarning. There's no warning. They'll be living their lives, thinking that life will carry on, nothing will happen. They won't even be able to make a single bequest, and nor will they be able to return to their homes. If they're outside, there's no chance for them to even run inside their homes. Qiyamah will just come and seize them. So the intelligent thing is that we should prepare for Qiyamah, because it can just come any time, and we need to be prepared. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.